Christmas song, and I warn you, it is very, very catchy. I love it, and that's why we'll be talking to Bill McKechnie coming up next.
Snowball fight and sledging, I would go. Hey, 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 hey. Ho, 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 ho. Christmas isn't Christmas without that fluffy snow. Hey, 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 hey.
I love that song so much. Here's the composer and the singer joining us now. Good morning.
Hello,
Will.
Good evening. Good evening, John.
Welcome, Will McKechnie. Welcome to
Thank
Perth, Western
much.
Australia. That song's new to me, but it's not new to you. It's been around for a while. Tell us about the song.
I composed the music for it in August 2012. And then a fortnight later, I was watching a TV program and the came on with snow, and it reminded me of my childhood growing up. So and I also had written a poem called The Rhythm of the Seasons, and it started off when I was a little boy way back in my hometown. I thought, oh, that rings a bell, you know. So I just messed around and I came up with the lyrics.
You're a poet as well, Will, and these words seem to come fairly naturally to you. How did this all start? Did you start off as a poet, or was music your first love?
No, not at all. I can't read or write music. To be honest, I don't know how I managed to play it, but I just do. But the poetry came from when I was about 19. I was a miner. And they had a safety slogan, a safety competition on site. And I put a poem in, and I won. And the prize was a Max Bygraves CD called Accidents Will Happen.
Wow. Max Bygraves, that's wonderful. I'd like his music. He's missed, but... Is that something to win? Well, so from the depths of the earth, you've come all the way to the other side of the planet with this song.
I know, it's truly awesome.
I can't explain why I love it, Will, William McKechnie. I'm never sure whether to call you William, Will, or Bill, because you're also known as Wild Bill. But
yeah.
The song is very, very catchy. Now, I think you've had a history also making music for commercial organisations. Do you think that's why you're able to write a catchy jingle?
Well, no, to be honest, where the idea came from was I was watching a movie with Hugh Grant called About a Boy, where he was earning money from his granddad's Christmas song. And I thought, anybody can write a Christmas song, you know. And I thought, I'll just have a go at it. The song's addictive, the chorus is addictive. And whether you like the song or you don't, the chorus will stick in your head.
I could hear a football crowd singing that chorus and not wanting to stop.
Yeah. Well, where it came from, it was only meant to be, hey, 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 ho, 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 ho. And the recording studio I went to, he copied and pasted it twice by accident. And as soon as I heard it, I thought, wow, that's it. That's it. That's the winning number.
Wow.
But I've been seriously promoting it for, since August 2012.
Now,
and every year I get banned off Facebook for it.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah,
Will,
but,
why do they ban you?
Because I keep sharing it.
Oh,
I share it to every single group.
Oh, I see.
Timeline.
Too commercial,
yeah.
Maybe. Now, Will, you said you were there in the recording studio. I say this with all due respect. It doesn't sound like it was in a recording studio that you created that song. It sounds more like you spent a sunny afternoon in the conservatory with your keyboard on your lap making a very nice song that somehow seems to be super catchy. So tell us about the recording process.
Well, I mean, I recorded it on my keyboard, and I just took my keyboard along to the recording studio. because I'm not a singer. I cannot sing. And I gulp regularly. So it took quite a lot of retakes to get my voice good enough for the recording. But I'm not a singer. I'm definitely not a singer.
Did you find, though, as a result of recording it and doing those many takes and ultimately coming up with the ideal version, that you can now sing it straight in one go a lot better than you used to be able to?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, I can do it now. I mean, I used to go every year, every Christmas, to Gulliver's World, and I sung it to the live audience. There was about 3,000-4,000 people there, and you could hear them all joining in, singing Bart the Hey, Hey, Hey.
It seems like a song that should have been around sort of forever, but yet it is a new song. Does that surprise you? I know you've called the chorus catchy yourself. Are you surprised by any of this?
Yeah, I mean, the amount of, like you said before, that the amount of composers in the world, it's such a simple melody and a simple chord rhythm. You know, I'm surprised myself that nobody come up with it.
Well, it does seem like that, and I'm glad you said that. It does seem like because you think there could only be, in this world of music, that there's only so many notes that go together, but it's like you've hit upon the notes that all work in just the right way. You've not gone too high, you've not gone too low, you've not complicated them, but you've got one up there and one there, and then there's this lovely melody. If this were a record on a lovely 45, and I only wish I had the 45 of this, what would you have put on the flip side had you had that opportunity?
My fiancée, Yesiri, she absolutely loves Santa's Coming. And so I put Santa's Coming on it. And that's all about NORAD tracking Santa Claus.
Now, this is a song you've also written.
I've written a few, yeah. I've got another one called The Key to Christmas.
Yeah.
But what I did is I took the words from Key to Christmas, changed them slightly, added the melody from Fluffy Snow, changed the title to Fall of Snow, and got a lovely singer called Jay Stansfield from Colne to record it for me. He did a marvellous job of it. I mean, he's a professional singer, but yeah.
And did you get any feedback from the professional singer regarding the kind of song you had? I mean, obviously they'd be favourable because they're happy to be there.
He absolutely loved it, you know, and he was so thrilled that I asked him to record it for me.
We know now that you've got a few songs there, but you've also got a few albums. How many albums have you recorded, Will?
I've got seven.
And how do we find them? If we'd like to go and get copies, do we go to iTunes, or what's the best way?
Well, they're on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, quite a few. I mean, if you just Google Wild Bill there. If you Google William McKechnie music, then they'll come up in all the different places where they are.
Because you were known as Wild Bill there for a while. That was a name that you went by, and a catchy one it is. But William McKechnie is where we look.
I'm still called. I'm down as Wild Bill Entertainer because I'm a variety entertainer for seniors and care homes.
Well, I love it. I feel like one day we're going to not be able to talk to you because you'll be too famous, and somehow this song will have broken through.
No, that'll never happen. That'll never happen. My feet are firmly on the ground, I can tell you.
Now, you've got a very much a Scottish accent there, Will. What's your history?
I was born in Newcomnock, Ayrshire, and then I moved to Old Comnock, where I lived for... Well, till 1979, I left Scotland in 1979. My biggest regret leaving there was leaving my best pal behind, Jim Black. We're still friends to this day. You know, we've been friends since we were 12 years old. But I moved from there. I moved to Blackpool, like I say, 1979.
And then somehow you
lost
discovered.
My accent.
You lost your. Well, I'm glad you said that. I'm sure that's what your friends say when you go back to Scotland. You sound like an Englishman. I'm sure they'll say that to you if they do.
Oh,
you play the keyboard, but you say you're not a singer or a musician. So how do you play the keyboard, and can we have a go? Is this something we can do too? Can we be inspired by you?
Well, you know something? Anyone can play. There's a sequence of four chords, and that's C. I think it's, I mean, I don't understand chords, but I think it's C major, I think, A minor, F and G, or G7. Now, if you play them four chords over and over again, holding it down for about 4 or 8 beats, you can run your right hand up and down a keyboard, keeping to the white keys only, as fast as you want, or as slow as you want. And if you play a rock and roll tune, it will sound as if you're playing a professional tune. I go into care home and I'll ask a member of staff, can you play a keyboard? And they'll say no. And I'll say, well, come up here. And I'll tell them to play the white keys, as fast as slow as you want. And then I'll put a rock and roll on, and I'll just play the chords.
Oh,
and they're going
nice.
Up. They start off slow, and then they start smiling. They start going a bit quicker, and then all the residents start cheering them, thinking that they're actually playing a tune.
I love it, Will. I love it. We're out of time because I want to make sure we have enough time to play your whole song. So can we finish with you sharing a Christmas wish for the people here in Perth, please, Will?
Yes, certainly. I wish you all the people in Australia, and especially at Perth, a great Christmas. I hope it's a healthy one, and all the very best for a healthy new year.
When I was a little boy way back in my hometown, I used to play out on the snow as it was falling down. Christmas time was jolly fun, like snowballs in a row. I had myself a snowball fight and sledging I would go. Hey, 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 hey. Christmas isn't Christmas without that fluffy snow. Hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey.
Ho, 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 ho,
ho, ho, ho.
Christmas isn't Christmas without that fluffy snow. Time when I were married to the woman meant for me. We traveled back to my hometown for honeymoon, you see. When we woke up on Christmas Day, oh, what a lovely sight. Whilst we were tucked up fast asleep, it snowed throughout the night.
Hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey.
Ho, 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 ho,
ho, ho, ho,
ho.
Christmas isn't Christmas without that fluffy snow.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey. Christmas isn't Christmas without that fluffy snow. Now I have kids of my own, like many fathers too. And when it comes to Christmas time, this is what we do. We pack our bags and set off to my hometown we will go. And kids get all excited out in all that fluffy snow.
Hey, 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 hey.
Christmas isn't Christmas without that fluffy snow.
Hey, hey,
hey, hey,
hey, hey,
ho, 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 ho,
ho, ho, ho.
Christmas isn't Christmas without that fluffy snow. Now I am a granddad and my bones are aching so. I don't go home for Christmas cause I sure don't like the snow. My grandkids ring from my hometown, shouting, Grandad, so. Oh, Grandad, you old grumpy man, you're missing all the snow.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey,
hey,
ho, 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 ho,
ho, ho, ho,
ho. Christmas isn't Christmas without that fluffy snow.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey,
hey, hey,
hey,
ho, 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 ho.
Christmas isn't Christmas without that fluffy snow. Hey, 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 hey,
ho, 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 ho,
ho, ho. Christmas isn't Christmas without that fluffy snow.
Hey, 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 hey.
Christmas isn't Christmas without that floppy snow.
Thank you. William McKechnie joining us live out of the United Kingdom with his new song, new song for us, Fluffy Snow. He did say that if you go along to Wild Bill Entertainer on YouTube, there are lots of his songs if you want to discover them that way, and that one will be there, and some video clips along with it as well to entertain your eyes as your ears are delighted. I hope you liked it. I love that song. News coming up next for 4 o'clock.